Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, away we go on this lovely, lovely summer Tuesday. Al, what is going on
there? Oh, good morning there, Jerry. We have we have various refrigerators here at WFAN.
We do.
Right?
Yes,
there's a number of stations that are or in our company.
Yep.
We've got WFAN, 92.3 on 1010 Winds, 102.7, 94-something or other.
The Block, is that
the
what
block,
it's called?
Yeah. The Block, yeah. CBS
101.1,
FM.
Yep.
We've got all these places.
A lot going on.
We share the Infinity Sports Network.
Right.
So we share various refrigerators. And then there are other refrigerators. There's like a refrigerator. There's a little cove in the WFAN newsroom that has a very small Dunkin' Donuts refrigerator.
Yes.
That was made for Dunkin' Donuts to put their iced drinks in there.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is when all those get consumed, people start using that
it's an empty refrigerator.
It's an empty refrigerator. And I'm sure what happens at first is somebody sees it and goes, you know what? I'm just going to put this thing here. I'm going to eat it in 2 hours.
Or tomorrow.
No harm, no foul. If they come to fill up the machine or the refrigerator, that's my. But then if it doesn't get filled back up with the product, people just start putting things in there. And then like every other refrigerator, it just gets forgotten about.
Right.
This has got a glass door so you can see right through it. There is what appears to be a large thing of milk which has solidified.
Ew.
Or it's yogurt or cottage cheese, but I actually think it is milk.
Hmm.
Then there's some type of soup in a see-through container which has all the water on the top and whatever.
Solid. It really sounds delicious.
It looks so disgusting. Then someone threw in the leftover salmon slices from when Zucker's
I put that in there.
Okay, you put that in there.
Yeah, because I went around. It was not opened.
Yeah.
And I know it's expensive.
It is.
So I went over to, I asked everybody, does anybody want this? There was still a bagel left. So I said, there's a bagel left over there. I said, there's still cream cheese and butter. I said, I have salmon if anybody wants it. And everyone was like, I don't know. And then now I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to put it in the refrigerator. It is what it is. Maybe you guys will grab it. And as I was leaving, I noticed the bagel was gone.
Mm.
I did not go and check, and then I forgot about it.
Yeah.
I just figured it was a waste to throw that. That's probably $17.
Yeah. And then there's a Hawaiian punch in a can.
Who is drinking that?
That's what I really wondered.
That is hilarious.
Like that's a child's drink.
Yeah.
A Hawaiian punch in a can. Somebody brought that from home. And put it in the refrigerator.
Hawaiian Punch or Yoo-Hoo, more of a children's drink. Both
I
pretty good.
I actually think Hawaiian Punch is more of a children's drink.
You might
drink.
Be right. You might be right. Yoo-Hoo, though, is a kid's drink, too, though.
Yeah.
But it's pretty good.
Like, if Craig Carton still worked there, I would have said, oh, that's Craig's Hawaiian right. Punch and Yoo-Hoo.
But he's not here.
But he's not here.
Correct.
Also, the soup, the weird soup, that also looks like a Craig product.
Yeah.
Like that he would have put in there.
He had a little phase with the soup.
Yes, he was doing soup. The funny thing Craig used to do with the soup, he would get this like from Chinese food. He'd get soup and different Chinese food, and then he'd save the soup. And then he would go in there in the cheap plastic soup container. He'd micro it. Would completely...
He was melting the plastic into a soup.
And then he would just eat the soup. We hear all the time now about microplastics. I mean, he's eating...
These weren't micro... These were plastic.
These were macroplastics.
That's right.
Yeah.
You might as well just chew the container.
Then there's the giant refrigerator over in the cafeteria.
Yeah.
And
I've never used that.
Yeah, I would never use that.
I never have. I see a lot of people do.
Yeah, they're way... And I actually think now they have some sort of maintenance schedule where somebody is in charge of that every Friday.
That's good.
And they handle it that way. Because otherwise, that gets completely out of control. And I will never put a refrigerated item into a refrigerator that has any smell to it whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. I don't blame you. Because what's causing the smell? Yeah. What's the stink?
Yeah, like I bring in a yogurt every morning. And I have a little mini cooler that I just bring it in and out. And I have a fridge here in the office.
Do I have yogurt at 9 a.m. every day?
Yeah.
I don't refrigerate.
You don't refrigerate it.
It just sits on my desk.
Yeah, that's probably fine.
And it's fine.
You know what? I was trying to get into the habit of once it got into the real summer months.
Mm-hmm.
But still, you're right. You get in the car, you're putting the air on.
Yeah.
You know, if it's really hot.
And it's not 100 degrees at 2 o'clock in the morning when we come in, or 3 a.m. So I don't really worry about that. And then once we're in here, we're in here.
Yeah. Right, you just keep it here in the studio. It's freezing.
Yes, well, that's true too. It was why it's going to be 85 today. I'm still wearing a jacket indoors. It's ridiculous.
Absolutely. Freezing, Jerry.
I know. I'm aware.
When you are looking to research something.
Yeah.
Something not for work, but just for something. Like you want to find out how to fix something. You want to find out more information about something.
Mm-hmm.
Do you tend to go to YouTube first? Regular Google search or through some AI to get a rundown?
Well, it depends. You tell me what the project is.
All right.
If this is a hands-on assembly type of thing, I'm automatically going to YouTube.
Yeah.
No, I don't even think twice. The one thing I've been doing lately is looking in the refrigerator and seeing what we have. I did this the other day. I had chicken breast, peppers, and I put in all these things that I saw in the refrigerator, and I asked, what could I make with this?
Really?
Yeah. And I got some, I think it was chicken piccata, I think it told me how to make. I think that's what it was. I don't remember. I think it was chicken piccata. But it was very neat, though. Like, you put all the ingredients in, and what did I use for that? I was the
GPT.
GTP. That I logged in, and it spit out, I think it gave me, like, 4 or 5 different recipes of using some or all of what I gave it. So if I'm cooking, I'll use the AI. And then if you're talking about just research, I'll probably use Google.
Google more so than the AI?
Probably, yeah. You know what? I've started to use AI a little bit more. Like I asked for, I gave my weight, my birthplace, my origin, my family history, and I asked what vitamins I should be taking. And it always tells you, we're not a doctor.
Yeah.
Please check. But
here's some doctor advice.
Yes. Yeah. So I've done that. But yes, I probably use that more than I have clearly lately.
So you just typed in, you gave your weight?
Yeah. I gave in, this is what I wrote in. I wrote in my age, my weight, my height, my nighttime back pain.
Okay.
My activity level. I put all of this in. And so what vitamins should I be taking? And so, and it spit out a whole bunch. It was a lot.
It was a lot.
Yeah, of course. Because it gave me specific, I think what it probably did was, you know, the computer program probably sees the individual issues and was spitting out the supplements for those issues. I was looking more for, this is the makeup of me. What would like a vitamin regimen be?
Yeah.
You know, so I don't like it put in there. I was telling you yesterday, the saw palmetto on the turmeric. But I also know I'm not supposed to do that at the same time. So, but it was very interesting, though. It was very interesting.
I did that with vitamins also for bone health. You know,
You know what? That's where I got the idea from.
Yeah. And this one actually gave me, I did that one in Grok and it spit out what time of day to take them so that they didn't interact with each other.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Which was good.
Oh, I'm going to check that out. I'd like to get back.
Yeah, I said, can I take these all at once or what? Do you, and they'd be like, oh, no, don't. You'll limit the effectiveness of some of them.
Okay. And do your bones feel stronger?
No.
Okay.
But they didn't feel weak to begin with, which is weird.
That's the thing with vitamins. You don't really know.
Vitamins is the biggest question mark.
Very tough.
Because there are health people that swear by them.
I know.
You know, and then there are other people that say you're just coloring your urine expensively for no reason.
And they're not cheap.
It's probably somewhere in the middle, right?
I hope there's some truth to them.
Yeah, I do too.
I really do.
I do know that, when if you take B vitamins, when you pee them out there, it's green. So at least I feel like...
You're kidding me.
One of the B12s or B6s, if your body...
Your urine turns green?
Yeah. Or like a fluorescent.
Well, that would freak me out a little bit.
Yeah. Well, it did the very first time. And then until I went and I went back to my grok.
And found out that it was normal.
I have green urine. They're like, oh, yeah, that's the riboflavin or whatever the hell it was.
What would you do if Grok came back and said, well, that's a you problem?
Well, it initially did. So,
oh, gosh.
Well, because initially one of the bone supplements they recommend is an element called boron.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, I'll get this boron. So I get the boron. I take it. An hour later, I go pee. It's green. It's like bright, like a fluorescent green.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I go back to Grok. I go, does boron turn your urine green? It goes, no. I went, I go, does vitamin C? Nope. I was like, oh, man. I go, what turns my urine green? They're like, vitamin B12, bit of that. I'm like, huh. I go get the boron.
And there's vitamin B12 in it?
There's a, like, 25 times what you need for riboflavin, which is like a vitamin B.
Right.
That's what was doing it.
That's funny. Now, do you still take it?
No, I switched to one without that in it.
Got it.
Without all that craziness in it.
That would be freaky.
Yeah. But, I'm with you. Like, YouTube is really good for it. It's like, I need to change my the belt out in my washing machine.
Yeah. It's and they have everything. It really does. It's fascinating. No matter what product you buy, someone has done a video on how to do it.
Yeah, and it could just be a random guy in, like, South Carolina.
A lot of times it is. And what fascinates me is, you know, you talk about trying to start a new, I'm not saying you, but people talk about trying to start a YouTube channel, and you'll see some guy that, car flipper. I'm like, what? So I'll click on it, and he's like, well, today I bought a 1973 Dodge Charger, beaten up, worth $300. But for $500, voila, look what I've got. And then you look down, and it's got 15 million views. I'm like, this son of a bitch is making money off YouTube. Like, who is he? Some random guy from Missouri.
Yeah.
That found a niche that people are really into.
I know. I feel like I want to find a niche.
I agree with you. But what is the niche? That's the problem.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
I am noticing that I'm being drawn to videos now more. That, like, when YouTube first started, right, it was amateur videos.
Right.
Like, just a guy setting a camera up in front of his face and doing something.
Sure.
Then it got to the point where everyday people were super producing their videos. Mm-hmm. Graphics, bam.
Yeah.
It looks
very
slick.
Professional.
In 4K. Now I'm back to liking the people that just have good information with no bells and whistles.
I don't think you need all the bells. Personally, need all the bells and whistles. It's funny. So I've said to Boomer and Greg now for months, like, we're missing an opportunity for this whole YouTube golf thing. Everything is a three-man team when you watch. Most of them are.
Right.
I see you got three guys here. If we just said every Tuesday we're playing golf, I'll go out to Long Island twice a month. You come out to Jersey once a month. We'll do it three times a month and just have some fun with it. Like, why not? Like, we're playing anyway. And, you know, you run into it. And Boomer's right to a certain extent. He's like, well, you see, you got to be super produced and you need this. Like, man, you don't, though. I just think if you are fun and it's – people are watching you for you. As long as it's decent, that's all it needs to be.
Yeah.
So, whatever. So we've not done anything.
It is funny when you occasionally will go to YouTube thinking, well, someone will have done this already, mm-hmm. and they haven't.
Oh, I see. I don't think I've run into that yet.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I have run into that a couple times.
Really?
Where something very specific.
Because even I have found, like, so Adirondack chairs. We bought four black ones to put around the fire pit. And, of course, only I can buy Adirondack chairs that are not goddamn put together already, and they came in a box. And I had to put them together.
A thin box with all this stuff in it.
Of course.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the directions. I'm like, what am I even looking at? So I put in the type of chair. I put in the model number, everything. And sure enough, the company did their own YouTube video on how to put them together. Mm. I will tell you, I put those damn things together so good they should hire me.
Faster than if you would have looked at just the paper
much
directions.
Faster. Because, I mean, the guy is showing you, all right, you're going to take arm A. There should be an A sticker underneath. Just look at it. I'm like, this is easy. And it was. It was.
You know, it's an underestimated tool, the electric screwdriver.
I agree. I just bought a new one.
But if you're somebody like me who doesn't do a lot of stuff, when you need one, it's not charged. Like, you got to.
So this is what I did.
Yeah.
So I not so much a screwdriver. I bought a drill. So we have Trex decking in the backyard. And there were a couple of planks where the clips broke, and it's a little, I wanted it more sturdy, a little loose. So the guy had showed me when they did the deck a few years ago, just get a drill. I'm going to leave you the Trex deck drill bits, and you're going to pop it right in. I'm even going to give, okay, great. So I go, and I had one of those screwdriver drill things with the battery.
Yeah.
It's not strong enough. So I went to the store. I don't need a drill for much. So I bought a corded one. No battery. It was cheap. It was $50. It's a Craftsman. It is phenomenal. $50 with the plug. Never have to worry about the battery being charged. Dude, I was like a contractor out there. I was doing them all. Like, this is awesome. Find me some more deck pieces to drill. It was fun. And I didn't have to worry about the battery being charged. But I'll only use that once a year or so.
Right, that's the thing. Like, if you get that those Adirondack chairs show up and you thought they were put together already, if you had your thing all fired up and ready to go, your screwdriver.
You know what I would have done? Get me a screwdriver.
Right. Oh, that's the worst.
It is, but sometimes it's also the best.
Or when you have to use that tool that.
The L wrench?
Yeah, the L wrench. That's the worst.
If I remember correctly, because this was last summer, I think I used the L wrench it came with. I'm pretty sure.
That'll take you a while.
It did. Oh, no, it did. Four chairs took me a couple hours.
Yeah.
It wasn't like I was done in 5 minutes. But I did get it done, and they came out pretty good.
Yeah, I don't even know how they do that. Like, how do they send these pieces all together, mm-hmm. and then they do get put together the right way.
They mass produce them. They know what they're doing.
Most people, you think, get it right when they put it together, nope. or it's all screwed up?
I think it's all screwed up.
Yeah, I do too.
I think it's wobbly. It's not tight. Yeah, I think. I mean, I did that with a lounge chair. To this day, it ain't right. As long as no one falls, I'm fine.
Like, Costco must just be filled with people returning boxed items where you have to put things together.
I would think so. That's got to be some business, too. The business of returns.
Oh, for the heavy things that are in a million pieces?
Brutal.
Yeah.
Just brutal. By the way, if anybody wants a pool liner, I still have my pool liner.
A giant pool liner?
18 by 33.
18 by 33 pool liner, which you purchased.
33 feet by,
Before you realized you couldn't.
I purchased it with the idea that we were just replacing the liner in the pool. And I bought it in April, and the guy was coming like June 1st. And when he got there, couldn't replace it. I'm like, all right, let me try and return it. And of course, I was one day past the return date.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, I don't know that I would have returned it anyway because I didn't see the fine print. I did buy it through Amazon, but this particular item was so heavy that the shipping cost was going to fall on me. You tell me how much money it would have cost me to ship a pool liner that had to have, it's got to be 130 pounds.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm trying to sell it on, my son has it on Facebook Marketplace just to see if anybody, it's a good discount.
Maybe someone needs it.
Brand new, still in the box.
Yeah.
Just taking up space in the garage. Mm. Good times.
Yeah, that is weird sometimes. Like, you assume everything's returnable.
Everything's not returnable.
Yeah, even on Amazon, depending on the buyer you buy it from.
Yeah, because sometimes the buyer can be a third-party company.
No, like, I don't want to deal with this nonsense.
That's exactly right.
You buy it, it's yours.
Yeah. I've told you, like, I've thought about putting the calendar on Amazon. I don't know if it's worth it this year because they take so much. But you also might sell a lot more. It's always that Shark Tank thought. Like, you know, if you know that so-and-so is going to increase your sales by so much, giving up however much percentage makes sense because you're making a ton more than you were. If I go on Amazon with the calendars, am I really selling that many more to make up for what they're going to take from
me? Probably not.
I don't think so either, yet I have a few people that I know that one guy put a children's book on Amazon, and he sold thousands of them. Now, he's not a New York Times bestseller. I'm not saying he is. But he sold a hell of a lot more than if he would have just done it on his own.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that number is, and my point is, If I do that, I have to buy so many to get to Amazon. Well, what happens when the returns come? Ugh.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Like, I'm a small little dude. I can't get no money to be doing returns.
Yeah, I think about that too with selling anything on either Marketplace or Craigslist or anything. Like, if you sell something and then somebody's not happy with it,
then what?
Yeah, like I think about it all the time with like a car. Well, they'll be like, "You traded your car, and why? You could have got so much more for it if you sold it yourself." I'm like, "Yeah, but if I sell
it
myself, and then the transmission goes on it."
Yeah.
That guy's going to be at my front door.
It is a pain in the ass.
Whereas if I trade it into, you know, Nissan,
they
whatever.
Take care of it. Yep.
Right.
I'll tell you, Carvana's pretty good with the trade-ins.
Yeah.
You got to be honest with what you're giving them. I do think that's because they do inspect it when they look at it and when they get it. But I will tell you, my aunt had a Nissan Murano. Yeah, Nissan Murano. I think that's the model. And she was given like a few different prices for trade-ins. And then she went to Carvana and just did a straight sale. And she got $2,100 more from Carvana than the companies were giving her for trade-in. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Do you think if you go to trade-in, definitely if you're selling it on your own to a buyer, but if you go to a trade-in,
you're going to go
buy another Nissan, let's say, and you're trading in a Nissan.
Mm-hmm.
Does it matter if your car is dusted and vacuumed on the inside or not?
No, not at all.
They don't care, right? Because they're going to do that anyway.
They're going to detail it themselves. I think what matters is does the car run and what type of shape is the body in? Not dust. How banged up is it?
Yeah.
Because I think there is, and I don't know this, but one of my brother's best friends is a GM at a dealership. We know Dan Ariel down in Pine Belt and Lakewood. What I believe happens is there's a bottom line number where they can resell it or they're going to wholesale it. And that's going to depend on what they're going to give you for the trade. And if they can make a few dollars on it, they'll give you a little bit more. They're just going to take it and wholesale it. And then also, how desperate are they to move inventory?
Right.
To where they might take a little bit of a bath, giving you more for your trade. And if that means that they can now get rid of a 2026 Chevy Suburban, you know, it's an interesting business. I would love to know the business of cars.
Yeah.
Of new cars.
Yeah, like really know.
Yeah.
Not the scam version or what we tell people.
Right, like where the kickbacks come from. What really is MSRP? Are they really buying these cars for so little? For so much that they're saying or they're not making. They have to be making a lot of money. There's too many car dealerships.
Yeah. When you say they sell them for wholesale, to like what type of place?
I think they sell. I don't know, but I think to like junkyards for like the parts and the weight and the metal. I think that's where they get a like a bottom line number.
I always used to find it interesting. Like you'd be watching the news. This is more of like the 1980s, 1990s. One of these Middle East countries.
Yeah.
That is doing crazy stuff. And you'd see all these like terrorists driving around.
Driving your mom's old car that was traded in 4 months ago.
Or just like driving around. They always loved to, I always would see them in these old Toyota pickup trucks.
Yeah.
I'm like, where did they get these from?
I don't know.
And what does that mean to me? Like when I'm looking at that, I'm like, huh, I'm sure these guys are not taking care of this Toyota.
Right.
And here it is driving in the desert.
Yeah. These cars are made so well.
Right.
Al.
Like in some ways I look at it like maybe I need a Toyota truck. This thing's driving well, being driven by terrorists who are not checking the oil on
it. It's probably 400,000 miles on it. There's no antifreeze in it. They're just dumping water in it.
Right. I'm like, that car's still, and the bumper's off of it. It's still running.
Like, all jokes aside, in like Istanbul, are they putting Prestone antifreeze in?
No.
Or are they just putting water in the, it is funny. The way
I
how,
don't know.
Are there must be like car shops and mechanics
yeah.
in different countries around the world. They have to. They got to take care of the cars.
It's funny too, because like, I don't know if you'll ever like look in your, the booklet that comes with your car and you're like, oh, how often do I have to change the brake fluid? It'll say like, well, change it every 4,000 miles or every 3,000 if you're in a dusty environment. I'm like, these guys are driving in sand and they're not changing the oil in their car.
You know, all these years, I'm 51. I've been driving for 34 years. I've never looked at an engine schedule book ever.
Yeah.
Never. I change the oil when I'm supposed to. And even that, I go a little longer than they say. And that's about it.
Yeah.
And I make sure the I always keep antifreeze in the car because if that gets low, you don't want to start a car fire. So I always have that in the car. So when that idiot light comes on, I'll fill it up. Other than that, cabin filter. What the F is a cabin filter?
Yeah.
You know what that is? Something that Mavis or STS made up back in the day just to charge you $17. Nothing.
There used to be one Jiffy Lube years ago used to come out big up. Your differential. Differential?
What does that even mean?
I don't know. There's something called differential fluid.
Okay.
Yeah. You see the color of your differential and then what the color should be in this differential fluid?
This is what I wanted about oil. And again, I used to change oil for a living. Like I did that many years. And I know the difference clearly when you take that dipstick out and the oil's really clean or it's dirty. But when it's dirty but low and I start putting brand new oil in it, isn't that good enough?
Yeah. Cycling the new stuff through.
Right. You would think. But I know the oil filter gets clogged and fills.
Yeah, so oil filters.
What can I tell you?
All right, Jared, let's do the warm-up show. We'll be back here tomorrow on a Wednesday. So!
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts.
Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.